Good morning and welcome to the Warrior Wake Up Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Pate, here with my special guest. Not just a regular guest, but a very, very special guest, because not only is she the leader of the Edge drama team, but she's also my daughter. Riley Pate, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good. Riley, why don't you tell us a little bit about your ministry and what you do?
I'm the leader for the Edge drama team. It is the drama team for the Church of God's Hope. Edge stands for Everyday God Encounter.
And do y'all also travel and do drama skits and things for other churches and things like that?
Yes.
Okay. So I know you do outreach ministry as well. It's not just at the Church of God's Hope, but church don't dwell in the four walls. So I know you also do it in outreach ministry as well. Now, tell us a little bit about how you got started in ministry.
Well, when I was about 6 years old, there was a lady I went to church with, and I was very, very shy as a kid, and so she convinced me to join the drama team. So,
and it just kind of took off from there. Now, what would you say to anybody else that's out there that maybe they're young and maybe they're scared to step out in their calling, or maybe they're shy like you were? What would you say to them?
I would say, if you feel like that's what you're called to do, do it.
For sure.
All right. So, and Riley, how old are you?
I am 14.
So she's 14 and doing ministry. And I'm, as a dad, I'm so happy about that, because, you know, there's a lot of 14-year-olds, man, that are out here doing drugs and doing other things. And listen, we pray for them that they'll come to know Jesus as well. And I just thank God that my daughter is serving in the kingdom of God. So, Riley, I want you to tell us a little bit about, you know, tell us your story a little bit about when you were younger in elementary school and how you faced bullying and you dealt with bullying. And because of that bullying, everything that you still, even maybe to this day, sometimes struggle with a little bit of anxiety. Just kind of tell us that whole story there.
Yeah, I was in elementary school, and I was very shy. Like, I've never had a lot of, like, friends. I never really did as a little kid. So, like, because of that, that always kind of really affected my confidence. And, like, even to this day, I struggle with a lot of anxiety, but...
But you know, God will bring you out. I got you. And I know, you know, I know not, you're talking about the self-confidence. I know that you got braces and everything, and now you've got your braces off. Tell me something, just for the people out there that are wearing braces and everything that, maybe feel like a little lack of self-confidence. How did you feel about before you got them on, and how did you feel like when you got them off? Did it uplift your self-confidence in any way or anything?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It really did.
Okay. So who or what would you say had the biggest impact on you coming to know Jesus?
Well, my dad, for sure. And like I said, kind of because I got bullied as a kid, like really just a lot of things in general had a big impact on it.
Just for the record, folks, I did not pay her to say that about me. I did not. Just putting that out there. I really didn't. Okay. So, Riley, you know, we got the whole coronavirus situation going up, which hopefully we're fixing to start going back to where they're starting to open up things, and church services will go back to hopefully normal and everything. But with the whole coronavirus situation, and as far as like how we're doing ministry now and how we're doing church now, a lot more so on social media and everything, what's just kind of your take on that and your opinion on that, and maybe why you think God's allowed that? What is your take on that?
I mean, it's very scary. I think we just, you know, you just have to trust in God, but I think it might be God trying to get people to turn back to Him.
Right. Now, you know, I agree. Maybe a way just God wanting people to turn back to Him, and not just that, but also, you know, it's giving people more time to get in their Bible and to get into praise and worship, and more time to spend with their families and a lot of things like that. Excuse me. A lot of things like that, you know. So, and we really never know why the situation happened, but we know that that we're all in this thing together and that God's going to bring us out of it. So tell us, Riley, are you working on any new skits or any new projects?
Yes. Me and the drama team, we are working on a lot of new, like, skits and stuff for an upcoming concert that we're going to do that my dad puts on. It's Redemption, actually.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about that as far as, like, your viewpoint of Redemption and kind of, like, what you think about it and everything.
Well, like I said, it's the concert my dad puts on every year. It is an amazing concert because it really, really helps people. And I think it's great that he does it because it is a lot leading up to it to get it the way that it is. So I think it's great that he does it for sure.
I did not pay her to say that either. as far as Redemption, let me just put this out there. It's a free concert to the public that we have every, last Saturday of July of every year. We have a free concert. It's called Redemption. And we give out free backpacks and school supplies. And, the week leading up to Redemption, we have a Stuff the Bus thing where we set up at, on a Friday, Saturday, and Sundays at Popeyes in East Gadsden, which is here locally, and also Monday through Thursday at Johnson's Giant Food in Atala, we set up. And what we do is we sit out there and we collect money for school supplies, whether it be cash donations, credit card donations, PayPal, Venmo, whatever. And we also have T-shirts that you can buy for $20 a piece, and when you buy those T-shirts, that $20 stuffs a backpack for a kid. And 100% of all the proceeds of Stuff the Bus go towards school supplies. And we have been blessed in the last 3 years to give out over 1,250 backpacks full of school supplies. And we always put a life book in there too, because we also want to give them the gospel. Of course, we'll share the gospel with them at Redemption through different forms of music and the word and everything else. But we also want to give them the gospel to carry with them. So we always put a life book in every backpack. So Riley told you a little bit about that. Now, as far as finding Riley on social media, now I know you don't have a Facebook page or nothing like that. So you can find Riley in the Edge Drama Team. You can find them on either the Church of God's Hope Facebook page doing some skits or the Redemption Concert Facebook page. That's where you will find any of their skits or anything like that. Maybe we just recently started a Church of God's Hope YouTube page. And as Edge starts doing more dramas, we'll start maybe posting some of them to our YouTube page as well as our Facebook page and everything like that. Riley, is there anything else you would like to share with us?
Well, first I want to say thank you for having me on your podcast. And then secondly, I just want to say that, this kind of goes with the whole anybody that struggles with anything. I know it seems dark and, you know, gloomy and whatnot, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So you just got to trust in the Lord.
That's right, and that reminds me of a scripture in Proverbs, it's chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all his ways, and he shall direct your path. So, listen, if you haven't checked out the Edge Drama Team, which stands for Everyday God Encounter Again, really check them out. Like I said, they're on the Church of God. They'll be on the Church of God's Hope Facebook page, on the Redemption Concert page, and we will also have them on the Church of God's Hope YouTube page, which I'm trying to really get my other daughter. She's kind of like a little social media guru, so hopefully I can get her on there, kind of helping us keep that up to date and everything. And listen, if you don't have a home church or you're looking for a home church, we're at the Church of God's Hope. That's where our pastor. We're located at 915 Barron Avenue in Gadsden, Alabama, 35904. And you are always welcome to come join us. You're welcome to come visit us. And if you don't have a home church, we'd love to have you as a member. And, you know, we don't want you to just come to church with us, but we want you to be a part of the church. We want you to be a part of the family. And if you're not involved in anything with our church, if you go to our church regular, then we want it to be because you just didn't choose to be involved, not because we didn't want you to be involved. But anyway, and I know this podcast is a little bit shorter. Most of the time when we have our podcast, it's going to be probably at least 30 minutes to 45 minutes. So I'm interviewing my daughter today. So this one's a little bit shorter. So this is kind of like a, I guess you could almost call it a mini podcast sort of. But I'm so honored and thankful to have my daughter with me today and to be able to spend time with her and to be able to have her on the podcast show. You know, it really means a lot, man, when you see your child doing work in the kingdom of God, you know, and, you know, we all have our flaws. We all have our issues I deal with. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I know my Riley, she does maybe struggle with anxiety, but she knows God will get her through it. And, you know, there's times when, you know, I've dealt with things and my kids have, you know, come and get on me. Hey, Dad, why don't you pray about it? Or, you know, what would the Lord do? Or, you know, why ain't you trusting in the Lord? You know, and just kind of calling me out on what I've preached and spoke to them, and which is a great thing because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we've got to do, you know, we got to practice what we preach, you know. And here's another question, though. What if we, you know, we always say, what if we practice what we preach? But what if we preached what we practice? You know, how would that turn out if we actually preach what we practice? You know what I mean? Is our lives actually lining up with the Word of God? You know, or are we taking the Word of God and tweaking it to try to make it fit our everyday lifestyles? You know, because if we're tweaking it to try to make it fit our everyday lifestyles, then we're really not doing what we need to do. Because we should be tweaking our lifestyles and changing our lifestyles to make them line up with the Word of God. How do you feel about that, Riley?
I totally agree.
So, and while I got you on here, tell me about maybe, now I know you do ministries and everything. Do you have like maybe some other hobbies that you do? Because I know you're kind of a big DIY person, right?
Yes.
So tell me about maybe a few of the DIY things that you kind of make. Like, I think you make like a few wristbands and things like that and some other stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So Riley is for those of y'all don't know, she is a pretty big DIY person. I think she took one time a candle and a cake pan lid and some paint and a few marbles. And basically made, I don't know, took the cake pan and put spray painted it. Yeah, it basically was a cake stand when she got done with it. It was really neat, really, really awesome. But anyway, she's a big DIYer. So if you ever want anything DIY'd, man, hit Riley up and she'll get you hooked up for sure. but anyway. So I just want to thank Riley for being on our show today. We're honored for her to be our guest. And of course, I'm honored to be her dad. And I just really want to thank her for taking the time to be on the show today. You know, most 14-year-olds, you know, wouldn't take time out to do anything in the kingdom of God. And she's willing to take a few minutes out just to do the podcast with us. So I'm really thankful for that. And so, listen, you know, we always want to say before we leave the podcast that, like I said, you know, today's a little bit shorter. I guess you could call it more of a mini podcast. But if you don't know Jesus, you know, you can always come to know him. You know, just repent of your sins and ask him to forgive you. And listen, if you need anything or we can help you with anything at the Church of God's Hope, just, you know, just reach out to us. Just send us a message on Facebook. Hit us up. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Just hit us up, man, and we'll help you any way we can. So we just want to let you know, man, that we love you and we're here for you. And so we're just going to go to prayer right now. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to glorify your honor your name on this podcast. We just thank you for all the people that are listening, Father. We ask you to reach out and you touch each and every person that's hearing the sound of our voices, Father. And Lord, more importantly, if anybody don't know Jesus, we ask that they come to know him today, Father. Lord, we give you the glory and honor, and we just thank you. In Jesus' name. Okay, so every day, every Monday at 10 a.m., you can catch the Warrior Wake Up podcast. So, for Riley Pate, my daughter, leader of the Edge drama team, and myself, Pastor Jonathan Pate, Church of God's Hope, it's the Warrior Wake Up podcast. We're out of here, man. Join us next Monday, 10 a.m. God bless you.